I would beg you, I said, really, it'd be a waste of time just to look at me doing it. Please do it yourself. And do what I'm doing and point at what you're looking out of and see that you're looking out of. Well, it's up to you to see. What are you looking out of? Point in, please, and tell yourself what you're looking out of. And I think what you're looking out of is an extraordinary, marvellous revelation. It has no limits, goes on in all directions. I think, try, look, goes on in all directions. Boundless. Clean, empty, immaculate. Isn't a quark here or molecule to get in the way of the scenery. Clean and empty. Empty, but empty fulfilling with what? With whatever is on show in this marvellous world. Yes. A wide, wide awake. And when you move around and get in the car, you will see there's the unmoved mover of the world. And when you get in your car and sit there, your charioteer, your driver is the origin of all things. This is so awesome, so extraordinary. Extraordinary. We discover at our heart the power and the glory behind the world. And this is the message of Christianity, of all the great religions, that your heart is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Not because you deserve it, it's grace. It's not because you deserve it. Far from deserving it, on the contrary. You know, it's a gift, a free gift. Yes, begging to be noticed. You know, Eckhart, you're asking about mystics. I love Eckhart, the great German medieval mystic. Great man, Dominican. He said, my dear friend, what have you got to lose by doing God the favour of letting him be God in you? Think of that. My dear friend, what have you got to lose by doing God the favour of letting him be God in you? And this is the message of all the great mystics of whatever religion, although couched in not such beautiful language, I think. It is awesome and it is astounding, the treasure which is so neglected at our heart.